You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's Wednesday, and you know what that means. It's time to dig into our state's history.
I've sent the following wire to President Truman. My heartiest congratulations to you on your election.
I'm aware of my blackness, but I don't go around and look and see whether I'm different than someone else.
Fail a lot quickly, and then eventually you'll succeed.
I worry that the person who thought up Muzak may be thinking up something else.
For much of American history, newspapers were the main source of information for citizens of all backgrounds. And although profits might have been of primary importance, newspapers certainly helped form and inform communities, and they provided a check on government through their power as the Fourth Estate. Today, we take you back to this week in 1809. That's when the very first newspaper in Michigan was printed. Joining me once again is State Archivist with the Michigan History Center, Mark Harvey. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Always good to have you with us. And we welcome the director of the Clark Historical Library at Central Michigan University, Frank Bowles. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for inviting me.
So glad to talk to both of you about this. Mark, what was the first newspaper in Michigan? Where was it printed and who was the publisher?
James M. Miller published the Michigan Essay or the Impartial Observer in Detroit on August 31st, 1809. The paper itself was reported to have been printed on a press once used by Father Gabriel Richard.
Ooh, some good historical background there. You say Michigan Essay or the Impartial Observer, it had two names?
It did, yeah.
Okay. Frank, from my understanding, there was just a little bit of local controversy about the Michigan Essay?
Well, a little bit in the fact that most of the community spoke French, but the paper was published in English. The leaders of the community, of course, were political appointees from Washington. They spoke English, so the paper was in their language.
So how much pushback was there, Frank, from those who spoke French?
Well, there was only one issue, so we can presume it was a pretty good pushback.
There was only one issue. That answers the question of how long the Michigan Essay was published, Mark.
Yeah, it was not long-lived. The first issue was a four-pager that carried months-old news from Europe. There was no local news, and it promised to be published every Thursday, but as Frank said, there was just that first issue as far as we know. I think an interesting side note is that there were subscriptions offered for $5 a year and for $4 for those further out, so hopefully there were some refunds issued.
Frank, we're going to turn to you as the resident expert on newspapers in Michigan. Where did newspapers really start taking off in Michigan?
Well, the first real newspaper in Michigan was a weekly also published in Detroit beginning in 1817 called the Detroit Gazette. And the paper did publish weekly. It was the official paper for the state government. So that's where most of the revenue came from. They were publishing official notices and documents such as that.
And then where did we go?
From there, the paper spread relatively quickly throughout southern Michigan, basically following pioneer settlement. The next paper is in Monroe in 1825. We move on to Ann Arbor, Pontiac, further west to places like Adrian and Kalamazoo and Niles. Marshall, Michigan would be one of the last of the early papers in 1836, just before statehood.
And just remind us again of the two Detroit papers, the Detroit News and the Detroit Free Press, that people clearly know.
The Free Press has a long history. It was founded in the 1830s as a political paper. It supported the Democratic Party. The News was founded in the 1870s. It was interestingly founded originally to be the people's paper. It was designed to be a small, easily read newspaper that was for the working man.
Interesting. And Mark, it's clear that as Europeans came to settle in Michigan, they brought that desire for newspapers along with them?
Absolutely. As Alexis de Tocqueville, you know, the famous observer of Americans, noted that Americans settled areas with three things, an axe, a Bible, and a newspaper. And I think it's fair to say it was uniquely American that these brand new small communities were getting propped up along with publishing a newspaper. You'd think they would have other things on their mind, like, I don't know, surviving, but they would have a newspaper right along with them. They were oftentimes short-lived newspapers, but yeah, over time, there was just dozens of ethnic groups. I think at one count, there was over 37 ethnic groups that had established more than 650 newspapers in the state.
Boy, Frank, would you look at a time period that you would say, you know what, there it is, the golden age of newspapers in Michigan?
Well, probably if we were going to do that, we'd say the early 20th century. That's when the most papers were being published. That's also when newspapers really changed their model. In the 19th century, most newspapers were partisan sheets. They supported a political party. In the early 20th century, they adopted the standard that we today accept, that newspapers will be nonpartisan, that they will be fair and impartial. There'll be an editorial page somewhere, but the reporting is going to be straightforward and factual. In fact, in the 19th century, papers which didn't declare a political affiliation were considered suspect. People would think there's some sort of hidden agenda going on here. We don't know who these people are supporting in this paper, but we want to find out. So almost all papers. At the time of the Civil War, if you surveyed all the papers in the United States, only about 5% said they were independent. The other 95% would be politically affiliated.
All right, I'm going to fast forward, Frank, to the present so I can ask you this question. Newspapers survived the advent of radio. They survived the advent of television. Do you think they will survive the internet of the 21st century?
Probably. Newspapers, particularly very local newspapers, continue to be financially successful. If you think about it, what you get from your local newspaper is local news. You can't find out who won the high school football game and who was the star was on the radio or on television. You're going to find that out in your local paper. You're going to find out who was on the honor roll in the middle school. All that kind of information sells local newspapers. And so that's why local newspapers continue to be very profitable.
Are we not, though, seeing, you know, some call it the homogenization? You're seeing a big company, I'll point to Gannett, having taken over many, many papers where they're becoming infused with pieces from all over, and they're cutting back on that local news coverage and the staff who does that.
They are in major metropolitan areas, and in those areas, newspapers are also losing business and losing money. Where the papers continue to be successful are the smaller weeklies or even the smaller dailies in places like Alpena. These are small papers where there's not a lot of market and where people like Gannett, even if they buy the newspaper, understand that the way you make money is local news. And newspapers, after all, are a business proposition. You want to make money.
Thank you so much to both State Archivist Mark Harvey and Director of the Clark Historical Library at Central Michigan University, Frank Bowles, as we explore the story of the evolution of Michigan newspapers and mark the 209th anniversary of the very first newspaper printed in Michigan, the Michigan Essay, lasting all of one great big edition. Thank you so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.